This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror, Final Judgment, and other great books. His websites are Mike PiperReport.com, MichaelCollinsPiper.wordpress.com, and MichaelCollinsPiper.podbean.com. Just to mention, RBN is having an end-of-the-year pledge drive for a donation of $100. They are giving away a RBN t-shirt and a mug. You can call in at 800-724-2719 to make that pledge. All righty, Mike, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Deanna. You know, during the break, I got thinking about the question that you had asked me and the answer that I gave you. And I, you know, let me just say flat out what I believe. And as far as 9/11 is concerned, I don't think 9/11 was any kind of an inside job. I think 9/11 was an outside job. I have said from the very beginning that I thought that the Mossad was the prime mover behind 9/11. I believe there were people in the United States government, whether in the military, whether in the CIA, whether in civilian positions, who obviously helped expedite the conspiracy, and, well, I should say who helped expedite the conspiracy and obviously in the end helped cover it up. I've never bought the Bin Laden story. You know, it's kind of interesting, this Bin Laden thing. It's very, very interesting to show how the whole concept of the idea that Bin Laden did it has been so confusing for many people because, you know, I actually had a chapter in the book, False Flags, where I say that basically it's okay in a lot of 9/11 discussion to blame everybody but Israel. It's okay to blame the New World Order. It's okay to blame the CIA. It's okay to blame George W. Bush, the President of the United States, you know. But by no means blame Israel. And yet it's kind of funny because after 9/11, I remember reading one book on 9/11. And, you know, I really would not show it to anybody if I had a copy of it, extra copies of it. It's not the kind of book I distribute because on the one hand, the book will say on one page that the CIA did it. Then on the next page, it will say that radical Muslims such as Osama bin Laden did it. Then on the next page, it'll say the Mossad did it. And then on the page after that, it'll say that Osama bin Laden did it because he was working for the CIA, you know, and so all of this adds a great deal of confusion, you know, and it makes, and then as a consequence of that, you know, and I'm not saying that the person who wrote this was deliberately trying to mislead people. The person in particular who wrote the book that I'm referring to, I have no reason to think that this person is a disinformation specialist. They're just a sincere person who maybe just didn't quite have a handle on things. But again, that's the danger when you get somebody who doesn't quite have a handle on things, being able to put information, or in this case, misinformation out there. But, you know, even as far as bin Laden himself is concerned, even today, if you start pinning down a lot of people who call themselves 9/11 truthers, for example, what they think about bin Laden, they will give you answers which are internally contradictory. And I don't think they've ever even considered it. They will say, well, bin Laden didn't do it. And then they'll say the CIA did it. But then they'll turn around in the next breath and they'll say, well, bin Laden worked for the CIA. So therefore, then that obviously then immediately
makes a connection. Yeah.
Yeah. It raises the question in someone's mind, well, are you saying bin Laden did it or he didn't do it? And if he did do it, was he doing it for the CIA? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of imprecision, and that kind of imprecision leads to confusion, and that kind of confusion is precisely what our enemies, want.
Right, it's rhetorical gymnastics.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it's, I'll tell you what, when I was in the Middle East a few years ago, God, it's been back in 2003, so it's, what, 11 years ago now. I was going to say a few years ago, but 11 years ago. It was very interesting because a lot of the people that I spoke to, and I'm talking about Arabs, they would ask me whether or not I viewed bin Laden as a tool of the CIA. And you know, the thing is, there's no question but that Osama bin Laden did in fact work for the CIA. He worked with the CIA. He worked with the Mossad.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our tradition.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, or am I imagining things again?
No, that's weird. We're having a little maybe.
Okay. As I said, I don't know. I thought maybe I was imagining things, as some of my critics say I do, you know? But what I say about bin Laden, no question about it, bin Laden had a long and glorious history in association with the CIA. But that doesn't mean that he was fronting for the CIA when he, quote-unquote, did 9/11. Well, there again, I don't think he did 9/11.
Was he a patsy, much like, the name just went out of my mind. Was he a patsy?
Yes,
absolutely.
Very much so.
Okay.
In fact, the question is, and I point this out time and time again, that we have to ask the question of which bin Laden was actually the patsy, because, you know, I remember immediately after 9/11, when all these horror stories about how evil bin Laden was were circulating in the major media, the BBC, I'm pretty sure it was the BBC, I think I referenced this in False Flags in the section on 9/11. The BBC, and again, this is off the top of my head, it may not have been the BBC, but somebody reported, you know, with this outrage and horror that Osama bin Laden had 12 lookalikes that he deployed to confuse and confound his enemies. Well, if that's true, which bin Laden died in the hospital in Dubai or wherever it was he was reported to have died before 9/11? And if that's true, which bin Laden was on the videos which may or may not have been saying where, I don't believe the famous video where bin Laden is said to have said that he thought he was, the famous video that they said proved that bin Laden had privately admitted to having orchestrated 9/11. Well, even if, I don't believe that video says what it says. I don't believe the interpretation is correct. I don't believe the translation is correct. I just believe it's a basic fraud that was put out there. But which bin Laden was that on the videotape? Or even the bin Laden videotapes that came out after 9/11, in which that bin Laden if it was the real bin Laden, said that he didn't do 9/11, which bin Laden was that? You know, so we really don't know which bin Laden we've been dealing with or not dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, sure.
It's not so cut and dried, and it's one of those things that just, and I think, again, it's all part of the effort to confuse us. You know, but I tell you, it's kind of funny. I remember, I'll tell you another story which kind of goes to show you how we don't always necessarily think alike, even though we may have... Oh, there we go.
Okay, so you'll pick it up on the other side with your story. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Collins Piper. He is the author of False Flags, Template for Terror. His websites are MikePiperReport.com, MichaelCollinsPiper.wordpress.com, and MichaelCollinsPiper.podbean.com. And Faux News announced bin Laden's death in late December 2001. Then, of course, they killed the resurrected bin Laden, in the last couple of years, and then threw his body in the ocean?
Yeah, I get confused.
Okay, so tell us your story.
Oh, yeah, I just thought it was rather interesting because it involves another one of my overseas trips. When I was over in in Malaysia the second time in 2006. William Rodriguez, the 9/11 World Trade Center survivor, and I were speaking at the International Islamic University. And we had like an audience of about, I think it was about 1,000 people, or it was more than 1,000 people. And at one point, and of course, William, of course, has always rejected the official government claims, and despite the rumors that have been put out by some disinformation agents that that William was a Zionist agent covering up for the role of Israel, absolute nonsense, because I personally heard William time and time again while we were both speaking in Malaysia in the same forums talking about Israel's role in 9/11. William at one point made some reference to, in the course of talking about 9/11, William was confronted with a question from a member of the audience. And I remember at the time, as I was listening to the question, I realized that William didn't understand the context of it. And the context of it was the fact that there were people among these members of this Muslim audience, young Muslim students, who actually believed that Osama bin Laden had in fact carried off 9/11, and they were glad that he did. So you know, it's again kind of a contextual thing here, because, you know, here William and I were up there saying bin Laden didn't do 9/11. It wasn't the Muslims who did 9/11. It was the Israelis in collaboration with traitors in the American government, you know, who had whatever of their own motivations or were, you know, involved in the conspiracy. But here were young Muslims who admired Osama bin Laden, and they bought into the mainstream media story that Osama bin Laden had, in fact, carried off 9/11. So I guess that story just, and as I say, at first, I remember William was the one who was taking the question from the audience. And I remember seeing how flustered he was, because, if he was not prepared for a question like that, because it was kind of his assumption and my assumption too, that most of the people in that audience, if not the entire audience, joined us in rejecting the U.S. government version of events. But yet here, in fact, were Muslims people who were purporting to be Muslims. I can't say for a fact that they were, but I assume they were, who actually admired Osama bin Laden because they thought he had, in fact, done 9/11. So it's kind of a variation on the theme, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Sure.
You know? So
sure.
It's, again, I guess it all comes back to the fact that people can take the same fact situation, and some people can make something out of something that just isn't there.
Right.
Or spin a story based upon their own presumptions.
Sure.
And again, that comes back to this big problem we have with the internet today, where a lot of people, persons unknown, have increasingly become very active and influential on the internet, posting things on YouTube that go viral, that present ideas that take hold. And as I point out in False Flags, this goes back to what Gustave Le Bon wrote in his very sinister book, The Crowd. And if you've never read that book, it's available for free online. You can get it in virtually any library. It's been a very, very influential work that all these public relations people read, all these professional crisis management people read. And, you know, that's the big thing today, crisis management. And it talks about how you can, once you get a captive audience, which is what a crowd is by definition, a group of people who are kind of moving in the same direction, who think alike, who for example look at the same websites or follow the same internet broadcasters or follow the same newspapers or what have you, that constitutes a crowd as defined by Le Bon. And Le Bon is spelled L-E-B-O-N, L-E capital B-O-N. And it's a very sinister book, as I say, because it really talks about mind manipulation, not mind control in the classic sense of what we think of as mind control, but it really is mind control, and it's crowd control. And LeBone points out that once you've got this captive audience who tend to think alike, you can just about tell them anything, and they will believe it.
Exactly.
And that is very, very frightening to me because, you know, for the last, working at American Free Press and before that, the Spotlight, we have a whole raft of editors, copy editors and other editors. We have people who edit this. We have a number of people who work as editors for American Free Press who've never even been in the office. These are copy editors who get the paper each week, and thank God they do. They get it by email, and they find all sorts of errors, you know, spelling errors, typing, you know, typographical errors. They catch all sorts of things that sometimes we don't catch, and it's right there in front of us, you know, laid out with all the pages. But, you know, it's a very important process to have a lot of people checking your work and making sure it's right. And even then, as I said, the great minds don't even necessarily catch it.
Sure.
And so what happens though now is that people who have absolutely no copy editors at all, nobody to restrain them, nobody to pat them on the shoulder and say, hey, wait a minute, you made an error here. These people can just jump on the internet and put their opinion out there, and it becomes almost a matter of fact. And most of these people that I'm talking about are good, honest people. They may be a little reckless, they may be a little sloppy, but basically most of these people are good people. But the problem is when you get the bad people out there who are deliberately putting out the disinformation, the crazy stories that misdirect people's attention and get people bogged down in really idiotic, nonsensical things that make everybody in the truth movement, in the alternative media, all of us who have spent so many years working to expose these conspiracies, it makes all of us look bad. From the people who write books and do radio shows like you and me, Deanna, to the nicest, quietest person sitting at home on the internet who posts occasionally on websites or writes letters to the editors, you know, of their local newspapers or prints out things off the internet and passes out to friends and family or tucks informational material in their Christmas card or Easter card, you know, or what have you, you know. All of us look bad when crazy stuff gets out there because when that crazy stuff gets out there, people turn around and say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you're also the guys who believe there was a conspiracy behind the Kennedy assassination, and behind 9/11, or this or that. It goes on and on and on.
Right. All right, when we come back, let's talk about Cass Sunstein, or Stein, who is a Jew. Be right back in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And I mentioned that we would not take calls until we opened the phone lines. I think we're just going to keep them closed. Time has just flown by so quickly. Mike, tell us about Cass Sunstein or Steen.
Yeah, I don't know if it is Sunstein or Sunstein, but it's spelled, for anyone who doesn't know, it's spelled, his first name is spelled C-A-S-S. And pardon my lisp, that's S as in Sam, S as in Sam. And the last name is Sunstein, S-U-N-S-T-E-I-N. Well, now, it's very interesting. This guy, David Ray Griffin, has written some very important and informative books about 9/11. And he has done a great job in bringing out the fact that the U.S. government version of events of 9/11 has been a lie. Now, anyone who has followed David Ray Griffin's work carefully knows that David Ray Griffin does, shall we say, tend to steer away from mentioning Israeli involvement. Now, I, of course, as I always say, I understand why a lot of people choose to avoid that subject for a variety of reasons. They choose to avoid that subject, and a lot of them are good reasons. But needless to say, David Ray Griffin has written a book which has been endorsed by some big names talking about Cass Sunstein and his plan for cognitive infiltration. That's the name of David Ray Griffin's book. and it's subtitled An Obama Appointee's Plan to Undermine the 9/11 Conspiracy Theory. Well, I bring up this book for a moment, for a reason which I'll explain in a moment. Well, who is Cass Sunstein? He was a very influential Chicago professor of law at the University of Chicago. In fact, he's married, I do believe, to Samantha Power, or is her name Powers? I can't remember which, who is an Obama administration appointee right now. And in fact, Mr. Sunstein became what they call the information czar for the Obama administration for several years. But prior to becoming information czar, he wrote a paper called Conspiracy Theories. And what this paper was, it was drafted in 2008, and then later was posted under the name Conspiracy Theories, Causes and Cures in 2008. Then it was published in the Journal of Political Philosophy. So it's had a long and tangled history. But basically what Cass Sunstein said was that there was a real danger arising from too many conspiracy theories in the public arena today, and specifically over the issue of 9/11. And what's very, very interesting is that Cass Sunstein said specifically that the most pernicious and dangerous of the 9/11 conspiracy theories, the one that concerned him greatly, and this I discovered this online when I actually read what Cass Sunstein wrote. He said he was concerned about the fact that increasing numbers of people believed that Israel was responsible for the 9/11 disaster. Well, now, what's interesting, to bring this full circle, what's interesting is that in his book, Cognitive Infiltration, which is 196 pages and all about Cass Sunstein and all sorts of analysis of what Cass Sunstein said, he never, David Ray Griffin, to the best of my knowledge, and I've read the book through on one occasion, and I flipped through it at various times over the last week in preparation for this program, I cannot find any instance. Now, if I'm wrong about this, I hope Mr. David Ray Griffin will forgive me, and I hope some member of the audience will correct me, either now or sometime in the future, because I'm always ready to stand corrected when I'm wrong and when I am proven to be wrong. But he never mentions the fact that Cass Sunstein's primary concern about 9/11 conspiracy theories is the theory that Israel was involved. And I even went to the point of checking the index, and I looked under anti-Semitism, I looked under Jews, I looked under Israel. None of those subjects are there. So despite 196 pages talking about Cass Sunstein and Cass Sunstein's plans to combat 9/11 conspiracy theories in general, he never mentions that dread word, Israel. And unless I'm wrong about this, and I don't think that I am, I'm here to call David Ray Griffin on that and say, Professor Griffin, you're not being completely honest with your readers. And it just comes back to, and again, if I'm wrong, if it's mentioned in there, I can't find it. I could be wrong. Even I am wrong on occasion, but I don't think that it is. But the point, the more important point here is that Cass Sunstein, in his thesis on conspiracy theories, this very important and influential paper, very clearly important and influential because it was because of the evolution it's gone through, he has said we have a problem with conspiracy theories and we got to fight them. But he acknowledges right up front that we just can't fight them by going out and refuting them. Because, quite naturally, if someone's putting forth a conspiracy theory and someone comes out and says, well, that theory is not true, well, the person who's putting out the conspiracy theory is going to say, well, maybe you're part of the conspiracy. Well, that could be true on many occasions. Other times, it may not be true, but the point is, Cass Sunstein's a bright guy. He moves in the higher circles. He's part of the commission that President Obama appointed to examine the NSA spying on the American people. Another version of the Warren Commission, I'm sure. David, this guy, Cass Sunstein, knows all about the Internet. He knows how these agencies are able to monitor people and follow every detail. He knows how, just with the press of a button, the National Security Agency can follow the course of one particular story that someone puts out there on the Internet. Okay, Cass Sunstein put forth a plan. His plan of cognitive infiltration was to go out there and put cyber shills to work, to put people at work on the Internet, not just refuting conspiracy theories, but putting information out there to confuse and to misdirect people. Victor Thorne had a very interesting article in American Free Press a couple months ago, and I referred to it in a more recent article that I had written about this matter, in which it's pointed out that the Israelis pay thousands of young students, Israeli students, to spend their time trolling the Internet and getting up on websites and discussion groups and misdirecting the course of discussion. Not by getting up there and if someone gets up there and says Israel was behind 9/11, they don't necessarily get up there and say, oh, no, Israel wasn't, Israel wouldn't do anything like that. What they would get up there and do is add crazy theories to the mix to deliberately confuse the matter, to absolutely make anyone who does say Israel was involved in 9/11 look absolutely foolish by being associated with people who are making crazy claims. And this is what Cass Sunstein laid out. And as I say, what has happened here now is, and this is what's so interesting, because we have to face this, whether we like it or not. Whether we like it or not, everything we do on the Internet is trackable. Whether somebody is tracking it or not, it is trackable. So, I mean, I can give a personal example. Until about a year ago, I never knew anything about the concept of neuropathy, which is nerve pain. Well, I suffer from neuropathy. It's crippling at times. I couldn't get out of the house for about 4 days this week. So I have a great deal of interest in the subject. Well, about a year or so ago, I started going to websites that study the topic, or going to places that sell medicine or provide cures for it. Well, now, every damn time I turn around on websites that have nothing to do with neuropathy, I see people popping up there offering to cure my neuropathy. Whether it's on a Patriot website or a porn website, I'm being facetious here, but I mean literally.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute.
No, you know, literally what I mean is, you know, it's like everywhere. Everywhere on the Internet, that the most unexpected places that have nothing to do with neuropathy, you're seeing ads for neuropathy.
Sure.
And the reason why is because at one point I plugged in the word neuropathy. You know, I did something that put me in that, and this is what's happening.
Yes.
They're able to follow everything. They're able to follow conspiracy theories. They're able to put phony conspiracy theories out there and watch exactly who passes them on and who picks them up and who posts them anywhere in the world.
Exactly. All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. I am a team player, and RBN is having a end-of-the-year pledge drive. They are giving away for $100 an RBN T-shirt and a mug. And for those who call in today, I will throw in a PDF file of my first book. So anybody that calls in with a pledge of $100 today will get a PDF file of my first book. Alrighty, our guest today, Michael Collins Piper, his latest book, False Flags, Template for Terror, Final Judgment, and of course, he's the author of other wonderful, wonderful books. His websites, MikePiperReport.com, MichaelCollinsPiper.wordpress.com, and MichaelCollinsPiper.podbean.com. And that's very interesting.
Hey, Deanna, you know, just for fun, over the break, I had been looking up references to Final Judgment and commentary about it on the Internet over the past week. And on a variety of websites, you know, obviously popping up. And, you know, just during that break, I found ads for neuropathy on I think at least two and possibly three different websites that popped up. And it reminded me, too, that you know, I remember one time going to YouTube to look up some particular item. I don't know what it was. You know, everything's on YouTube these days, along with the most idiotic conspiracy theories that make serious conspiracy researchers look foolish. But I remember going to YouTube to look up something, and as I was typing in whatever it was I was interested in, all of a sudden YouTube was making a recommendation for something that might interest me. And it was some video or audio recording of some song from the 1960s. And I thought, what in the hell is this? And then I looked at this particular item, and I realized that one time, maybe, I don't know, a year or so ago, I had been looking up some old song on the Internet and had gone to YouTube to see if I could find it. And this was somehow peripherally related to that. And yet there it was. That information is still up there when I go to YouTube. So the point is that Cass Sunstein and these power brokers at the highest levels, they know that they are able to follow everything. They are able to program us. They are able to feed, they know that we have, that they have a captive audience with the Internet, and particularly people who believe in conspiracy theories. So what they're able to do is they're able to just continue to feed us the most extraordinary nonsense, and unfortunately, people are prepared to believe it. And that's what we are up against here. They saw what happened with 9/11, and my belief is, and I lay this flat out in the book, my belief is that what happened with Sandy Hook and later with Boston is that when these events happened, and I believe that children were killed at Sandy Hook. Now, a lot of people are going to say I'm a Zionist agent for saying that. I believe that a young man went in there and shot up the school at Sandy Hook and people died. Now, I believe that's what happened. And I believe that the media immediately jumped on it, as they always do, and that they started promoting gun control, which is what they always do. But I also believe that an extraordinary amount of nonsensical disinformation, deliberate disinformation, was put out there on the Internet, deliberately inserted into the ranks of good patriots in order to get them distracted and to make them look foolish. Now, this is what I believe, and for saying this, I have been called a government agent. I've been called an Obama agent. I've been told to change my brand of liquor. I've been accused of being blackmailed or coerced to support the government for claiming that children died at Sandy Hook. Well, I know what's going on here, and I know exactly what it is. I know one major Sandy Hook theorist at one point claimed that he knew for a fact that a three-man Mossad team had gone in and killed the children at Sandy Hook. And the next thing I know, he's saying that, well, in fact, it was a big hoax and that nobody died. Other extraordinary things about Sandy Hook and Boston have been put out there. And what has happened is that good patriots thought they were fighting gun control by saying that no children died at Sandy Hook and it was all a big hoax. Well, what these good patriots were doing when they were saying that everything was a hoax and it was all a lie, what they were doing was playing right into the hands of Cass Sunstein, who does not want people to believe in conspiracy theories. He does not want people to look at the things going on behind the scenes. In my book, it's entirely possible that someone did go in and use mind control to brainwash Adam Lanza or brainwash Adam Lanza and perhaps somebody else to go in there together and shoot up that school. It's entirely possible. But when we tell people all over the country who are not tuned in to the knowledge that we have, when they hear us saying, well, no children died at Sandy Hook and all the parents were faking and the whole town is in on it, there was a rumor all over the Internet that the whole town of Sandy Hook was in on it, the firemen, the policemen. Oh, that would mean, and yet, you know, what does that image present for our alternative media? to the average person who we're trying to reach with the arguments against gun control. That's a real problem, and you see, this is the genius of Cass Sunstein and these Talmudically minded manipulators who can track everything that's going on the internet. They know exactly who's passing the stories around. They know exactly who picks it up. They follow each and every bit of our email. They just don't care about whether Mike Piper's neuropathy medication is being advertised. They're following my emails, and they're following your emails, and they're following the emails of everybody who has any profile at all in the Patriot movement. I don't say this to scare people, Deanna, but it's a reality. They've got, I guarantee you, there's some mad scientist with a flow chart somewhere who can tell you exactly when one of Cass Sunstein's Israeli cyber shills put some crazy story on the internet and who picked it up and who passed it on to whom and who posted it on what website. They can give you, just pressing a few buttons, they can give you an entire flow chart of the whole thing. And that's what I believe was going on with Sandy Hook and then later with Boston. And they're setting us up for something much bigger. Because they want to know who spreads the stories. They want to know how they can get the information, or as the case may be, disinformation out there.
Sure. So what you're saying is that we are really at the mercy of some operation when a story can go in so many different directions, and then they can accuse anybody of anything that they wish to accuse them of, and we all look like nutcases when we attempt to talk to our friends about this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's this is what happened after a lot of these stories about Sandy Hook came out that no children died. You know, there were people who were saying, well, this is the kind of thing that conspiracy theorists believe. This is what conspiracy nuts believe, you know? I mean, you know, it's so frightening to me. And then when you try to point this out to people, they say, oh, well, you're part of the conspiracy. You're helping cover it up. It's just extraordinary. There was an organized effort to, and I'm not going to name the names that were behind it, but as I say, people would be shocked to know who they are. There was an organized effort to get me fired from American Free Press because I believed that children died at Sandy Hook.
Wow.
Oh, absolutely. And as I say, if I met the two of the names of the people who were involved are two of the most prominent names in the Patriot movement.
Wow.
That's frightening. That's where we've gone, Deanna.
Indeed. Well, thank you so very, very much for being on the program today. It's been delightful.
Much more to be said, but I appreciate the time you've given me.
Well, we'll have to do this again.
Absolutely. Thanks for all your good work, Deanna. You're a real star and a treasure and a, what can I say?
Well, you've said enough. Thank you so much, my
best. All right, Deanna, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great weekend.